This goes to Martha, or I'm sorry, Melissa. Her first name is Melissa Murtha, M-U-R-T-H-A, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-695-2316. Regarding Evelyn, E-V-E-L-Y-N, Schulte, S-C-H-U-L-T-E. Date of birth 2/11/1942. Dear Miss Murtha, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Schulte with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was June 10th of this year. Her weight is stable. She's been feeling well, and she's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. She actually has had some low, she has not required the buspirone, and so that has been discontinued since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no edema or claudication symptoms, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, I do want to highlight carvedilol, 25 milligrams twice a day, olmesartan, maximum dose of 40 milligrams daily, and verapamil, 240 milligrams twice a day. Also, diazide, 37.5, 25 once a day. Other routine medications are unchanged, with the exception of discontinuing the buspirone. Physical exam, the patient is alert and oriented, is in no distress per video, color is good, weight is 157 pounds, pulse is 55, blood pressure 125 over 71. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 10-10, of 24, creatinine is stable at 1.01, estimated GFR 56. Calcium is 10.2. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.3. Intact parathyroid hormone is 101.1. Hemoglobin is 14.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy, also stable and well-controlled. 3, hypertension, currently at goal. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.